In the United States today, we're celebrating Father's Day. And congratulations to all of you fathers in our audience and to all of us who have a father. And to more than that, to all of those who have founded or fathered a worthy cause, a business, a destiny, a foundation, something that is a legacy that you have set in motion. And we want to talk a little bit early on about fathers and mothers and why we need both of them, and sometimes how roles necessarily become interchanged because they're not just gender fixed, shall we say, so that only men can be fathers and only women can be mothers. We have a lot of sharing of roles and responsibilities in the world, and I had the pleasure of watching a little cardinal family come to life and freedom outside my bedroom window, and it was so sweet the way the mother and the father both built the nest. Then when it came time to lay the eggs and sit on them, it was just her. I didn't see him for a week or so, maybe actually longer, because she laid the eggs. She endured the weather, the harsh weather conditions, and she just hovered over her little brood in her nest. And she kept them warm, and the eggs turned. And then one day I saw a little head pop out. And shortly after that, I noticed that she had left, and the male had come in to feed the babies. I read about it in my little book of birds, how actually the father goes out and forages for the seeds and the insects and turns them into a very digestible mulch and then feeds the babies. So he takes over in the shared parenting somewhere along the line and gives her a break, and he even sits on them. Supposedly, what he's doing, at least I would interpret it this way, is he's creating imprinting with the babies, because once they leave the nest, he will be their main protector, and he will be the one that watches over the whole environment, looking for hazards and steering them away from those hazards. So it was fascinating to see the shared parenting, the different roles, and how much both mom and dad were necessary in the completion of the life of that little bird family. Such a sweet little revelation from nature. And, of course, we see that in our human families. And today is a day we say thank you to Dad, whether it's still our daddy or our father, our grandfather, or even our great-grandfather that we may never have met, but left us a legacy. I know in my family that much of what I've inherited as ability and inclinations go back three generations, on my father's side principally. The legacy side of my family is primarily the father-grandfather side. But the nurturing side of my family was my mother and my grandmother. Oh, God love her soul. I loved her so much. My gosh, when I was a teenager, she was my source of comfort, my best friend, the one I could tell all my secrets to when I couldn't dare tell my mother. And we've seen the difference. We know how much we cherish our mothers. And today we look at how much guidance we gain from our fathers, who give us a legacy of what they've accomplished in life, what they brought forth from their parents as a legacy, and their guidance, their inspiration. And one thing I noticed Maybe this is not universally true, but I noticed in my own family is that it seemed to be my father's role to give me as much freedom as I could handle, as much freedom as I could utilize, so that I could develop my own inner strength in my own exploration of life. Then if I cross the line or look like I might be going too far in the wrong direction, he would come and nudge me in, or maybe reel me in, and say, okay, come back home, kid. That's far enough. He would be the disciplinarian. My mother, on the other hand, was, I wouldn't call her a smothering mother, but we've all known smothering mothers, and we know that mothers can be. The mother's role seems to be to care and to keep her wings spread and always have food on the table and comfort in the basket and fresh sheets on the bed and ready to tuck us in and take our fever if we need to have our fever taken, or taken to the doctor if we need a doctor, or put a Band-Aid on our knee. Our mothers are the caregivers. Not to say that these roles don't get interchanged, but in the iconic sense, the fathers are the legacy bringers who inspire us and push us out of the nest, who push us out as far as we can go on our own, and then pick us up when we fall down, and then try to figure out what we need to do now better, so that next time we don't fall down. So Dad is a teacher. Dad is an encourager. Dad's a provider. Dad's a leader. And sometimes Dad can get a little overbearing and overhanded, and all the kids and Mom have to conspire to a kind of mutiny to remind Dad of his major role as being the one who guards our freedom. And I think this is why, at least in this country, we refer to the founders of our country as our founding fathers. They're the ones that gave us our freedom and then guarded it. So many times we have the founders of foundations or companies or scientific movements or educational centers or universities. And one of the things that we notice about a founder is a founder will come in and lay the foundation, the basic rules, the guidelines, the orders of protocol, the impetus, the inspiration, and sometimes the wherewithal, and then stand apart just a little bit to see how far it can go on its own. And then stand apart a little more to see how far it can go on its own. And is this not, in a way, God our Father, who has given us life, who's given us a little red schoolhouse to learn in, who's given us a marvelous planet for learning and adventure and creativity, who's given us the wherewithal of ability and talent, and he stands apart until we ask him. Above and beyond everything else, God our Father respects our free will and our right to ask, our right to know when we're able to handle the freedom we have, and then our need to surrender and say, please, Father, I could use some help. But if you notice in the prayer that Yeshua gave us, the one we call the Lord's Prayer, it says in it, give us this day our daily bread. It doesn't say in it, oh, Father, give us an oil well or give us a ticket to win millions on the lottery. It says, give us our daily bread. This is actually the patterning we all learned from our fathers. We learned that they set a budget for us. The ones that could afford it gave us an allowance. The ones that couldn't afford it helped us to find a job, or at the very least made sure there was food on the table. They gave us our daily bread. They never promised us that we would be rolling in abundance and amplitude. What they did is they gave us the inspiration and the talent and the wherewithal and the strength of foundation and courage that we could go and create our own amplitude. And then the encouragement to do so. And when we do, the pride of a father that we have done that, exactly that. And so this is a time when we can celebrate our earthly father being a father, sharing Father's Day with friends, and celebrating our Heavenly Father with more understanding, more appreciation, more gratitude, more love. And I just got right into my message today because I wanted to welcome you to this special day with a few words of gratitude. And I didn't check the board for questions, but I'd really like to do that now. So anyone who has a comment, a question, something you would like to add or say. Jerome, I see you're on, and I know you're a beaming father today.
Yes, thank you, Glenda. Thank you for all the wonderful, wonderful spirit that you are. My question today is a healing for a friend of mine, John. On Thursday, he's having surgery on his shoulder. So for all the angels to surround him and heal him as they do the surgery. The second thing is for the Christ spirit that is within each of us and all around us to, again, go to the world, but Orlando too, and for everybody that has their own pains and suffering to be with them. The last thing is we have cardinals that stay here in the winter, but last year for the first time I got to see the mother and father bring the baby cardinals to our feeder.
And it was, my! The
best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, aren't they just fabulous?
They are, and you are too. So love and blessings.
Oh, thank you. And it's just so wonderful to see them parent together with little different roles. And yet, they're completely partnering.
They are.
And we absolutely are in love with their babies.
Yes, that's just great. We are too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you dearly.
Oh, I love you too dearly. And happy Father's Day to you, Jerome. You most certainly, oh my gosh, when I think about all the fathers you have assisted with their babies, yeah. I think that you are just a special father on Father's Day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love to you. Okay.
Love to you so much. And I see that Eva is on the line. Hi, Eva.
Hi. I would like to ask the blessing for myself to be able to move forward in life without getting involved in past junk. I was working with a lady for years, and I had a treatment this last week where she works on the body and working on my right side, hip pain and knee pain and such like. And this goes back to old things that are stored in my body, which I need to release. And as she was working on me, she says, bless it. So here I am for a blessing. I tried to, you know, bless it myself, of course, but I figured I could use a little help, like you mentioned a little earlier. Sometimes we need extra help. And
Yes. So this is for you, Eva. So let me clarify. This is for you.
Which seem to have been my lot in life in the past.
Okay, my dear. So this is for you.
For myself, yes.
For yourself. And it's which shoulder?
Well, no, it's my hip, my right hip. My
right hip.
Mostly my right side has been compromised. And some of this goes back eons of time ago, according to her, you know. And I keep periodically getting rid of some of it. And then something else will come back. And, for example, this time I'm when I start something new, I'm supposed to be playing, I was asked to play for a wedding. And so I really wanted to do the organ, which I'm not as good at, but I figure a wedding needs an organ for the processionals, and I also have never done the processionals. And so I did have a friend that was going to help me out, a friend of a friend, who had told me at one point that if I wanted to learn more about the organ, she would help me out. So I had that on my back burner, and then when this came up, I said, okay, I'll ask her. So we set the time for Saturday morning to do this. Well, I was in excruciating pain Friday night, and I said, you know, here we go again. I'm doing something new.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move forward, and I've got this pain. So I thought about you, and I'm there on my bed, and I'm saying, yes, well, you've got to bless me and help me with this pain.
Okay. I got it, and we most certainly will.
Go and play the organ with her and learn a few things more about it. And,
okay. Well, thank you, Eva, and many blessings to you. We will certainly hold you in our love and our heart as we offer this blessing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I see that Susan Rabinowitz is here. Hello, Susan. I'm trying to open your line, but you must have it muted on your end. Okay. Well, while I'm waiting for you to unmute your call, I'll take a call from Lorraine. And Lorraine is not unmuting either. There we go. Hi, Lorraine. You're on.
Oh, can you hear me, Glenda?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi. I just wanted to mention, and this is a Father's Day, tomorrow is the actual day of the summer solstice and the full moon on the same day, which is really unusual. I think that's at least 30 years apart or more that happens when the actual summer solstice and the full moon are on the same day. So it's just a lot of energy. So I just thought I should somehow include all that in the blessing.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So we certainly will. And thanks for reminding us about that. I think that's wonderful. And let's see. I'm going to see if, okay. I'm still trying to open. There we go. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'm in Newport, New Jersey. I have a beach home, and I'm sitting outside on a porch with the most placid, beautiful water. It's like paradise here. You know, three years tomorrow, my husband said the death of his anniversary is tomorrow. I noticed that there was this bird sitting on, you know, I have this like fireplace with a box outside. It's a gas thing, so there's this little box.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor noticed this bird, and she goes, oh, that's a mourning dove. And this was the very first year that he had passed. And so I went down the street to a neighbor who, you know, said, Susan, you know, they spell that M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And I went, oh, my God, I didn't know that, right? I'm thinking M-O-R-N-I-N-G. So in the meantime, I didn't see it last year, but there she is this year, just sitting on this. I never see her fly. I'm always going out there and, you know, throwing her kisses and so forth, and she's always sitting there. But I don't know, you've been talking about cardinals, and I'm thinking about this mourning dove who just sits and made the nest and is waiting, I suppose, for babies to come. So I just thought I would mention that. But
oh, how sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so
I've done
much.
A lot of work with the course. I want to say that lots of work with, you know, moving between entropy and expansion and watching where my mind goes to see. It's very interesting.
Okay, we'll work
thank
on
you.
That more in class. But for now, let's stay with the blessing. Okay, thanks, Susan. That's a great story. And I see that Terry is on the phone. Hi, Terry. You're on. Well, I'm trying to open your line. You must have yourself muted. Okay. No, now you're on.
Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
That's good, because I don't hear you.
You don't?
Yes, I do. Okay, thank you. This is Therese.
Okay.
And I would like to include my sister. We are going through lung cancer, and tomorrow we have the appointment with the oncologist. And we're just asking for truth. She's definitely not doing well, but from the medical society, our prayer is for truth.
Prayers can always do more than medicine. It doesn't mean that we can't also benefit by the scientific side of medicine, but we can never do without God. So don't forget your prayers, and we will most definitely. What is your sister's name?
Colleen.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Very good, and we will keep Colleen in our blessing. And
thank you.
And you're welcome. And Desmond, I see you're on the call. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say thanks for the inspiration about fathers, and I just want to add my father, Clarence. And I'm going to court on this upcoming Thursday and Friday, so I'm just asking for blessings that it goes well.
Yes, indeed. I ask that whoever is in court sees only the very best in you and all that you can be.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And so it is. I think we have moved around the board, and it's time that I just offered some special words for this day and for all of us. I think everyone is looking for guidance today and at this time in our life. We're looking for answers that exist beyond the worldly plane, because what we're running into on the worldly plane are all kinds of incidents, ranging from horrible events like the one in Orlando to just everyday events of the car doesn't start. And if we don't make it to work, we may lose a contract and we may lose our job. It seems as though we're slugging through a world of logs in the river that sometimes just block our path, and other times it's like a storm of them threatening our life and bashing us against the rocks. And we wonder where, what, and why is all of this happening, and how do we get above this? And what I want to say to everyone, please, never forget to pray. Your soul has a connection with your Father, your Heavenly Father. And an interesting thing is that Yeshua always referred to God, our Creator, as His Father. Now, because theology came to be written in a way that we assign the Trinity a very specific delegation of God the Creator, God the Holy Spirit, and God the incarnate person as Yeshua or Jesus, because theology has created that very specific image of a triangle, we tend to associate the patriarchy between Yeshua and God the Creator as one of very specific paternal lineage that doesn't include us. We think of ourselves as somehow being created either out of the mud or maybe out of a spark from God's love that became a soul and floated around until finally it found a destiny and found a home in the human race. But we don't see ourselves quite so specifically as a child of God. But I want to cite for you some of the a little bit of a passage from the Gospel of St. Thomas. And it's a very important book because it presents a correlation with the other major Gospels of the Bible that were attributed to Yeshua or Jesus to be directly or accurately, one can only hope, passed down verbally until they were written down and eventually became the Gospels that we know as the New Testament. But there were other books that were written by other apostles, one of them being the Book of Thomas. This is the Apostle Thomas, not just any Thomas. This is Thomas who went to India. This is Thomas who was at the crucifixion. This is Thomas who touched the wound of Yeshua. This is Thomas who took the Last Supper. And in his rendition of the gospel, he refers also to God as his Father and to Yeshua as his twin. Now, does this mean that they were born biological twins of Mother Mary? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I don't think that's at all what it was referring to, because actually twin can mean a number of things. And not only did his name Thomas mean twin in Hebrew, his middle name, Didymos, is twin in Greek, which meant there was a double reinforcement of twin as if it was an idea form, a metaphor, an analogy, if you will. And in every passage, he refers to the kingdom of the Father, not the kingdom of God, the kingdom of our Father. He refers to our Father in every passage. Now, what could be different about this book compared to the other Gospels is that it was lost so that it could not be theologically turned into a conformity of doctrine, which the other Gospels were. It was lost until it was discovered with so many other documents at Nag Hammadi in the 1940s. This Gospel was not known, which means it was not changed. It was not laundered. Thomas referred to God our Father as our Father. And in every respect, when he prayed, it was to our Father. When he asked, of our Father, the answers that he is told are the answers a father would say. For example, he says back to Thomas, do not tell lies and do not do what you hate, for everything is known before heaven. This answer throws us less upon actions and more on ourselves, which is what a father would want. A father would want to build character in his children. He would be far less concerned with our actions than he would be with our integrity. Our integrity would be what our Father would most want to create, whether it was moral integrity or a good sense of humor or respect or love or tolerance. These are the things we find in the Book of Thomas, where the emphasis is on God, our Father. And so that's why I thought it would be a very, very good time and very appropriate to introduce you to that book. Any of you who are interested in reading more, it's a very short book because not all of it survived, but anyone who wants to know more can find the book in its entirety, available free on numerous websites online. So all you have to do is put in your search window, whatever browser you use, the Gospel of Thomas, and you'll find it. I think you will thoroughly enjoy this refreshing perspective about God our Father, and also to help create a better model for our human fathers and for being a human father and for having had a human father. And for all our fathers, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. My prayer and my blessing today is for the peace and the renewal, the generous blessing, the comfort and the regeneration of all those who have stood for their children, by their children, with their children, to be the best father they could be under any and all circumstances. We also ask for special blessings for those who are listed before us this day. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for teaching us about our relationship to God our Father, and for adopting us as your sisters and brothers, that we may all have the same Father. We thank you for your blessings today to us and for all those who are so deeply in need of answers, of guidance, and of being lifted from the turmoil and the grief and the stress of their life. Help them to know that in relation to their Father, they can find a better way and be lifted above it all. That blessings may occur one upon one upon one until the whole is restored. Amen. Blessing givers, please join me. And those of you who are receiving, please be seated and begin your prayer for about 3 minutes. I'll let you know when it's complete. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes and receive all the blessings of God, the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week.